From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, while the leaders of France and Germany announced they're also heading to Ukraine with a new peace proposal. Ahead of Kerry's arrival, a senior State Department official announced the U.S. is providing Kiev with an additional $16.4 million in aid to help civilians that are affected by the fighting between Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama and the Dalai Lama will both attend the annual National Prayer Breakfast Thursday in Washington. However, it's not clear whether the two will meet. White House officials Wednesday played down suggestions that President Obama would publicly interact with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader. National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan said in a statement Wednesday that the president is a strong supporter of the Dalai Lama's teachings and preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions. The death toll from the crash of a passenger plane in Taiwan rose to 31 Thursday as search and rescue operations continue for 12 people that are still missing. Lin Taiming is the head of Taiwan's Civil Aeronautics Administration. He says the search for missing passengers continues. The head and tail of the plane have been recovered out of the water. Two engines have also been found. Part of the wings are also underwater, and the plane wreckage remains there due to fast water currents. Meanwhile, the cause of the crash is being investigated. The plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered. This is VOA News. Cameroon said a group of about 800 fighters from the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram attacked Cameroonian soldiers Thursday in a continuation of cross-border clashes as multiple governments try to defeat the insurgents. The militants attacked in Fotokol after fleeing clashes with Chadian forces across the border in the Nigerian town of Gambaru. That's according to Issa Chiromoma Bakari, a government spokesman and minister of communications for Cameroon.
After fierce fighting, the enemy was once more booted out, incurring over more than 50 deaths amongst its troops. The response of our army led to the seizing of huge war material.
And now to the Philippines, where they've lodged diplomatic protests with China over two alleged fishing-related incidents at Scarborough Shoal in the South China Sea. It's the site of a tense standoff between the two countries 3 years ago. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports.
The Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs released a statement saying the country strongly protested China's continuing actions to harass and prevent Filipino fishermen from doing their jobs. That was after a Chinese Coast Guard ship allegedly rammed three Philippine fishing vessels late last week at Scarborough Shoal in the South China Sea. Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose says the country is very much concerned.
Because by the Chinese action, they're endangering the lives of our Filipino fishermen, and then they're also endangering their livelihood.
Jose says none of the fishermen were hurt in the latest incident. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Jordan's King Abdullah has vowed to step up Jordan's role in fighting the Islamic State militants after the group's gruesome killing of a Jordanian pilot. The murder of the pilot triggered international condemnation and prompted Jordanian authorities to execute two Iraqi prisoners. A Jordanian government spokesman says the military intends to work more closely with coalition partners in defeating ISIL. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich on Saturday to discuss the negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. The talks, disclosed Thursday by a senior State Department official, follow a pair of meetings the diplomats held on that same topic last month. Some Brazilian cities have canceled their annual carnival festivities, fearing a water shortage during one of the country's worst droughts in decades. The decision to cancel carnival in some communities has not gone over well in Sao Paulo State, the largest where the drought is the worst. Carnival begins February 13th. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.